This is Rob Post from the Vermont Judiciary, Office of the Court Administrator. My title here is Programs Manager for Juvenile Matters. Under this title, one of my responsibilities is to manage the Vermont Juvenile Court Improvement Program. I'm going to tell you a little bit about our Adoption Finalization Project, which was started in 2016. I will talk about how this adoption issue came to our attention, how we decided to address this issue, the specific intervention or interventions that we chose, and a little bit about how the project is currently doing and some of the keys to success in establishing a project like this. The need for this project was identified due to a dramatic increase in the number of children coming into DCF custody since 2014, which resulted in a record number of TPR proceedings and adoption finalization hearings. The continued anticipation of this high demand for adoption finalizations in calendar year 2017, the agency that handles adoptions for DCF Family Services Division contacted CIP in 2016 with concerns about the probate division's ability to finalize the high volume of adoptions in a timely manner. Concerns included the length of time it took for probate courts to finalize adoptions and the variability county by county in the quality of those hearings. The theory of this change for the project was essentially to reduce permanency delays in the final stage of court proceedings for children who are waiting to be adopted and achieve permanency. To address the issue, a small working group was formed consisting of the CIP manager, the chief of trial court operations, our chief superior court judge, DCF stakeholder partners, and a representative from Lund. Through working with this group, this is where we had the ability to identify an intervention. The main intervention that we came up with was to set a time standard for finalizing adoptions in the probate division. The standard was set that probate judges would hold the adoption finalization hearing 30 days after the filing of the adoption paperwork once it was submitted from Lund, our adoption agency. The target goal was for 80% of probate courts to be able to meet this goal. This is an ambitious goal, and due to that fact, a secondary standard was set if the court could not meet the 30-day goal. They would attempt to hold the adoption finalization hearing within 45 days of the paperwork being filed, with a target goal of 90% of courts doing this. In addition, a requirement was set that the adoption decree would be issued at the hearing so that families would not have to wait additional time after the hearing concludes to receive the decree. In order to assist Lund and probate court staff, we developed procedures and standards to use as a guideline. Also, additional training was provided to court staff on efficient processing of adoption paperwork and setting the finalization hearing date. We also continue to measure the time between filing of adoption finalization paperwork to the finalization hearing and adoption decree, and regularly report to the probate courts on how they're doing in meeting these standards. During the first 2 years of this intervention, it worked remarkably well, with nearly 70% of courts meeting the 30-day standard and 92% of courts meeting the 45-day mark, which exceeded the goal. In 2019 and the first half of 2020, we have experienced a decrease in performance. We deduced primarily that this was due to a high rate of probate judge turnover and also court staff turnover. In the first 6 months of 2020, currently only 50% are meeting the 30-day target and 74% are meeting the 45-day goal. On a positive note, however, 100% of courts are now issuing the adoption decree at the hearing. Because of the slippage, the working group recently came together to discuss what adjustments could be made to get the project back on track and get the results back to where they were in 2017 and 2018. One of the adjustments we made was how we would let the courts know how they are doing. In the past, Lund, the adoption agency, was compiling the performance data biannually. This is now being done quarterly. Also, the performance data was being shared individually with judges, just showing their county numbers. Now, they receive the statewide numbers also to let each other know how they're all doing as a whole. Another change was that Lund used to email the judges directly, and now the performance evaluations are coming through the judiciary and being distributed to probate judges directly from our chief superior court judge. Also, another strategy we devised was that we needed to raise some awareness within judiciary. Our chief of trial court operations put this project on the agenda for the December 1919 meeting of the clerks and court operations and managers, and will follow up at a next meeting later in February with a discussion of strategies to improve the scheduling of adoptions in probate division. The chief of trial court operations will also suggest to one of our judges that the adoption finalization project be placed on the agenda for a probate division oversight committee meeting in 2020, so that the committee members are made aware of our efforts and the data. A summary of our efforts to improve the timeliness of adoption finalizations was also included in the January edition of the judiciary's internal newsletter titled Full Court Press. This is issued to everyone who works for the judiciary statewide. We anticipate with these adjustments to the project, it will continue to produce tangible results and has overall proven to be an effective intervention measure. There were a couple keys to the success, and if any other CIPs wish to engage in a project similar to this, I would offer this. Interagency collaboration. Without the ability for the judiciary, DCF, probate court staff, and LUN to communicate with each other and buy into this project, it really would not have been possible. Secondly, the ability to track accurate data in a timely manner. Keeping a close eye on the data is key. Once the data stops being tracked, these projects often fade and fail. It is not only important to know how well you are doing, but even more important to track the data so you can identify issues as they come up and devise a strategy to meet the challenges. Thank you for taking a moment to listen to this brief overview of the Vermont Judiciary's Adoption Finalization Project. Thank you.